Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Levitt Amp Soldana Music Series, a 14-week series for free and live music presented by Vision Soldana and the Soldana Chamber of Commerce, is coming back in 2022 for a third season from June 1st through August 31st. The concerts showcase a diverse lineup of high-caliber acts from across the country, as well as talented local acts. Openers begin performing at 6 p.m., followed by the headliners from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. each Wednesday at Soldana Creek Park. Shannon Davis, Executive Director for the Soldana Chamber of Commerce, spoke with KSRM.
We're super excited this year that we have 14 weeks between June and August that we will be bringing the concerts back to Soldana Creek Park. You know, each year these just seem to get bigger and better, and we can't wait to bring the community back together in our gathering place here in the middle of town. We have anywhere from a local band, a local favorite, to national bands that are coming this summer, of course, all with our openers. So we're going to have 3 full hours of music every Wednesday, and that'll be following, of course, the Wednesday market, which opens at 11 o'clock and runs through 5 o'clock each day, and then most of those vendors stick around. We are very pleased to be bringing back our lawn activities this year. So from 5 to 6 every Wednesday, there will be special activities that are going on the lawn in front of the stage for children.
The Levitt Amp Soldana Music Series is supported in part by the Mortimer and Mimi Levitt Foundation, which partners with towns and cities across the U.S. to activate underused public spaces through the power of free live music, creating welcoming, inclusive destinations. Davis stated that following the challenges brought upon by COVID, the power of public space and live music to nourish well-being and create shared experiences has taken an even greater importance. The state Senate passed a bill relating to mental health education. The legislative intent of Senate Bill 80 is for the Board of Education and Early Development to develop guidelines for instruction in mental health in consultation with the Department of Health and Social Services, regional tribal health organizations, and representatives of national and state mental health organizations. Senator L.V. Gray Jackson of Anchorage.
We've heard the data behind suicide in Alaska. We lead the nation, and it's only continuing to grow. In 2019, at 28.7 deaths per 100,000 people, Alaska's suicide rate doubled the national average. Adding to that heartbreaking statistic, Mr. President, the leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-olds was suicide. Mr. President, 50% of all lifetime mental illnesses begins at age 14. The vast majority of these students lack mental health treatment. We've all gone through our teenage years, and many of us have also seen our kids go through this period of their lives, and we know it can be very confusing for them. Hormones, peer pressure, home situations, and many other factors contribute to our youth's mental health, good and bad.
In passing Senate Bill 80's state statute would be amended to read that each district in the state public school system would be encouraged to initiate and conduct a program in health education for K-12, which aims to include health and personal safety instruction, alcohol and drug abuse education, CPR, early cancer prevention and detection, dental health, family health including infant care, environmental health, mental health, the identification and prevention of child abuse, child abduction, neglect, sexual abuse and domestic violence, and appropriate use of health services. The bill passed on a 13-1 vote and was transmitted to the House for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.